Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if you're hungry, you're going to enjoy the next section. Yes, it's time once again to speak to our friend, blind chef Ian Gentle, who has prepared another fantastic recipe for us. Ian, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Chris. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic, sir. Thanks for asking. Now, I understand your wife has been very, very active these past few days.
She has. She's done the coast-to-coast walk from St. Bees on the west coast to Robin Hood's Bay on the east coast, on the Yorkshire side, walking through the Lake Districts. Took her 2 weeks. So in her honour last night, I made venison steaks with a Cumberland sauce.
Wow.
And that's what we're going to do today.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, it's in her honour. Is it something that your wife actually enjoys?
Oh, she loved it.
Oh,
she absolutely
brilliant.
Loved it. I got lots of brownie points for this.
Well done.
Indeed.
Okay, Ian, well, take me through the venison steaks.
Okay, so for the ingredients, this is for two people. You want two venison steaks, 2 tablespoons of sunflower or vegetable oil, maybe 3, 2 shallots. For the Cumberland sauce, we're going to need 2 tablespoons of cranberry sauce. If you are on warfarin and so you can't use cranberries, use red currant sauce. The zest and juice of 1/2 orange and the zest and juice of 1/2 lemon. 1-inch cube of peeled ginger, finely chopped. 1 teaspoonful of mustard powder and 3 tablespoons of ruby port. For equipment, we're going to need a chopping board, a small sharp knife, a lemon zester, a lemon squeezer, measuring spoons, a sieve strainer, a small saucepan, a medium frying pan, a 1-pint plastic tumbler or similar container, a plastic funnel, an electric stick blender or an ordinary blender if you haven't got one, and a talking kitchen timer. Now, method. First of all, we make the Cumberland sauce. You can do this in advance, it's fine. So first, remove the zest from 1/2 orange and 1/2 lemon with a lemon zester. Now, if you don't have the lemon zester, which is like a little fork that you peel the zest off with, you can use a Y-shaped peeler that we're very familiar with and remove slices of zest and then slice those pieces of zest into fine strips with a sharp knife. Put the zest into the saucepan. Now, put a sieve on top of the saucepan. Cut the orange and the lemon in half. Squeeze the juice out of 1/2 orange and 1/2 lemon and empty that into the sieve. Use a teaspoon to encourage the juice to drain through the sieve into the pan. Remove the sieve and add 2 generous tablespoons of cranberry sauce. Peel a piece of ginger, cut into 1-inch cube. Cut the cube into slices, then cut the slices into thin strips. Add these to the saucepan. Add 1 level teaspoon of mustard powder. Add 3 tablespoons of ruby port. Bring the sauce up to a simmer and then turn off the heat and allow to cool. That's all you need to do. Bring it up to simmer, turn it off. Now, when cool, pour it into the tumbler. And this is where I use the plastic funnel. Makes life easy and you don't get sauce everywhere. Place the stick blender into the tumbler and whiz for 30 seconds. Or pour the whole mixture into an ordinary blender and whiz for 30 seconds. Set aside. Peel and finely chop the shallots. Now, cooking the steaks. A word in advance. As with any kind of steak, this is very much a matter of taste. Some people like their steaks rarer than others. However, the longer you cook venison steaks, the tougher they get. I made my steaks last night and I cooked them for 3 minutes on each side. And the result was tender and kind of medium rare steak. So heat the oil in the frying pan on a high heat for about 90 seconds. Then drop in the steaks. Allow to cook for 3 minutes. When this is up, turn the steaks over, then sprinkle the chopped shallots around them. When there is just 1/2 minute to go, 30 seconds, pour the Cumberland sauce into the pan and cook for the remaining 30 seconds. Now, I serve this with baby Charlotte potatoes in their jackets, tossed in olive oil with a teaspoonful of ground dried rosemary and with steamed spring greens. A popular alternative, though, would be oven chips with a green leaf salad. Now, Chris, a word about using a talking timer. I use a thing called a Pelham timer, P-E-L-H-A-M, that I got from Amazon. So when I put the potatoes on, which is the first thing I do, and they come to the boil, I set the timer for 20 minutes. Now, this timer, it will tell you when it's done 10 minutes. In fact, if you set it for an hour, it'll say 50 minutes, 40 minutes, 30 minutes. And this one, put it on for 20 minutes. It says 15 minutes, then 10 minutes. Then from 10 minutes down, it will speak every minute. So when the timer gets to 8 minutes, I pour the oil into the pan, bring it up to heat. And when the timer gets to 6 minutes, I put the steaks in. When it gets to 3 minutes, I turn them and put the shallots in. Then on the last minute, it counts down 10 seconds. So it says 60 seconds left, then 50 seconds left, 40 seconds, then 30 seconds, I put the sauce in. And then finally, the last 10 seconds, it goes 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, all the way down. And that's the way I use the timer. So I've timed the whole meal to be servable at the same time.
That's absolutely fantastic. It's almost like you've got someone in the kitchen with you, keeping you right.
Exactly right. It's a little, it's like all talking kits. It's like a little, not very bright, but very useful friend. It's such a useful piece of kit. You can set hours, minutes and seconds on it.
It sounds fantastic.
It's really accurate.
Now, the venison steaks and the Cumberland sauce sound brilliant. One of the things I like about this recipe, Ian, am I right in thinking with the Cumberland sauce, it's not something that you have to worry about making it close to the time that you're planning on making the steaks? You can make it a few hours beforehand.
You can make it the day before and it takes no harm at all.
And a lot of people, when they're making steak, Ian, like to leave it to rest. Is it something that you do while you're cooking venison?
I would leave, if I was roasting a joint, I'd leave it to rest. Steaks, really, by the time my wife, because my wife does the serving, by the time she's strained the potatoes, got everything sorted out, the steaks have rested.
So you've got your time built into your preparation.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely fantastic. Ian Gentle, another brilliant recipe. Thanks so much for sharing it with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.
And make sure that you rub your wife's feet. She's certainly earned it.
I shall. Talk to you next week, Chris.
Speak soon, sir. You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.